Hello and welcome back to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. Today, we're going to do a deep dive on Hugo Bruce's revolution and the road to the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Joining me in the studio today are African football analysts Mogale Setege and Keba Motoagai.
Yay, yay! Ralebohades, Horo Amokalamos, Lenane Ulalona.
Thank you so much, Dishu, for welcoming me. Likewise, good day to our listeners.
It should be an interesting conversation because it's one of the biggest weeks in South African football for many years, especially for our national team. Yeah.
Gents, let's get straight into it then. Just the 3 points separate the top four nations in Group C going into this round of fixtures.
And we all know why just the 3 points separate these four. We've discussed this off air. I'm hurt. It shouldn't have come down to this, but it is what it is. We have faced our punishment. And I think Bafana Bafana, I am of the opinion that they've become so good and reliable, like when we grew up watching them, that they will attend to business at Moses Mabhida as well as Mbombela next week.
Look, we could stand here and play the blame game.
Yeah.
But the truth is, we always end up needing the calculator when it comes to these sort of situations.
I was never good with the calculator at high school. I hated that calculator. And Bafana Bafana was like, oh, you hate it. For the rest of your life, you're going to make sure that when it comes to shove, get that calculator out. But I don't know what Ntate Mohaleya will say.
Yeah, Mo, currently we are tied second in Group C towards Benin. Are Hugo Bruce's men ready to hold their nerve and secure the necessary results to finally qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup outright?
Who's going to stop us? We are just tied to second position with points, bro. I don't see any hiccup there or anything. I mean, we are playing Zimbabwe and Benin, which is, for me, we will get 6 points in full, whereas Benin will have to face Nigeria.
I totally agree.
So okay. We have qualified. Stop stressing yourself, man.
Stop stressing myself, the analyst says.
Yeah.
Well, look, adding to the immense pressure to the equation is the looming threat posed by Nigeria and Rwanda. I mean, both nations have found their form and are breathing down heavily on South Africa's neck.
They haven't found their form. They're just capitalizing on the mistake that we made in the qualifiers. Which form are you talking about? Nigeria played South Africa and they played like a third-tier Nigerian team in the league. So when you say they found their form, what do you mean? I didn't see any form from the Nigerian big-name player squad. There was nothing there. I'm actually quite angry because we could have also gotten our 3 points there.
And I will build up on this point. South Africa is the one that controls the destiny of this group. Because remember, Benin has to play Nigeria. So they're going to hurt each other.
Yeah.
We are dealing with a team that's not going there. And next week, Rwanda is still, more or less, we control the destiny of this group.
Yeah.
If we don't get a victory tomorrow, that's going to be a problem. Then they're back into. So they're hoping for a miracle from Zimbabwe, and they're hoping for a miracle from Rwanda. And remember, there's just too much going on. But we control the destiny of this group.
You know the song. He's got the whole world in his hand.
You know that song. Yeah.
So to show that South Africa has got the destiny of all the teams that are in the group with it.
Yeah.
All the teams currently right now, they are in South Africa. All the four teams in that group.
They are
in South Africa. All of them.
Historic.
Lesotho, Benin, Nigeria.
Historic.
They are in South Africa at the present moment. Yeah. And Rwanda.
Yeah.
Preparing themselves to play in South Africa.
As well as Nigeria and Lesotho.
Yes. That's how much.
That ties in old Peter Makaba Stadium.
So imagine the irony of having such world-class facilities because they are in line with what FIFA wants. But then look at the low-level administration within our football association, but that's a story for another.
It's very disappointing. Keba just gave a very blunt and painful truth. With everything that we have, and then you can't just check that a player has been booked twice, thrice in matches and whatever. I mean, they are in this position, and they know. I'm sure wherever he is, Otebzangwana Mukwena, he's also feeling like, you know what. We need to actually move this away from us and make sure that we get the results and everything. So they are going to win. I'm not scared about the results. Yeah. They are going to win and qualify.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that we fumbled easy qualification ever to the World Cup. We could have gotten rid of Nigeria when they came to South Africa to play at the Toyota Stadium in Free State. We could have, the administrator could have made sure that everyone is eligible to play. You get my point? So, yeah, I don't understand what is happening.
Well, with both analysts in studio calling a win for Bofana in these upcoming qualifiers, surely qualification for the FIFA World Cup would solidify Hugo Bruce as one of the most successful coaches in Bofana's history.
And one of the greatest coaches that this continent has ever seen. This is his legacy job. He's securing his legacy is already secured. This is just that diamond on top of the diamond. Who comes along and just turns around a hopeless case? Like, guys, Bafana was hopeless. You know when we failed to make the 2021 AFCON? That was as low as it got. And we were like, where and how will we turn this around? And what did Hugo Bruce do in the face of maladministration? He told us the truth from the beginning. Just think of how he was always blunt with us. And thus, that bluntness transferred into the change room. That, guys, this is simple. If you want, you're going to get. And you're not going to get by asking. You're going to get by taking. And that has been the attitude. I don't think Bafana has lost 10 games in total since he's been here. 2021, 2022. We haven't even lost 10 games. I doubt we've lost 5. That's how great this man is. And I'm not going to count a default like this. That can't count against them. And, man, dude, I don't even know if he's going to be at the World Cup next year. Maybe he might want to follow us through too, because it would only make sense. But his legacy is set. The best coach we've had since Clive Walker.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more than, especially when you think of what he did when he first arrived. I mean, axing players like Andile Jali, Tulani Shlatswayo, massive experience in those players.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm quite surprised that you guys are surprised that he's a big coach, especially when it comes to big teams. I'm disappointed because he won the AFCON when Cameroon was forgotten.
Yes.
Then he took the Cameroon team and just put their minds together and made them to believe in themselves, and they won AFCON with him. He came to South Africa. He knew what he was here for.
Yeah.
He knew what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
He's a coach who's a qualified coach who knows how to assemble a good, strong team that will give him results. He can spot talent. He can spot great and good attitude in players, you know, because Hugo Bruce is not just about saying, yeah, this player is good. He's also looking at certain aspects when he selects the Bafana players, because they are the pride of our nation. They are the pride of the country and everything. So he doesn't like controversial players, if you can check him properly. He doesn't like controversial players. And I can tell you, he's still going to get results. You guys will complain, yeah, why doesn't this select Krobla? Hey. But Ric Flair will keep on getting results. He has proven many a times that he's the nature boy.
Wowza.
Woo! Yeah.
Well, you know, the culmination of these results will show in the next coming days. When you look at the World Cup qualification, where we stand really on the brink of qualifying for USA, Mexico and Canada 2026, what would it mean for South African football?
Stop saying brank. Stop saying almost. We have qualified. Why can't you just be like me? We are going to the World Cup next year. And I'm just hoping that whenever we get there, we can also showcase what we are capable of. All the South Africans are happy. They're going to rally behind Bafana. You can see the energy. You can see the energy levels. You can see the excitement. You can see the faith and the belief that now they have put in the national team. It's the same, bro. When Rassie got to the Springboks, they were in a very dire situation. They were not performing that well. But he has brought that happiness, that faithfulness into the fence when it comes to the Springboks. The Proteas are getting there. Yeah. Bafana, they are almost 80%, 90% there. Yeah. So we are so happy. We always support them. Numbers don't lie. You can tell. Look at the attendance in the last Bafana 15, 20 games, especially in the country. And, you know, it's a good sign. So I can tell you the South Africans can't wait to go to the World Cup. Some of them, they already bought tickets. They've made this a holiday thing for next year because they know Bafana is going to be there. Whether Nigeria likes it or not, whether Benin likes it or not, mm-hmm. whether Rwanda likes it or not, whether Lesotho likes it or not, we will be there.
Okay, let me ask you this then. How does a successful AFCON 2025 serve as the vital stepping stone ahead of maybe playing in the World Cup 2026?
Yeah, it will be a great stepping stone because it will be a ladder of showing how our performance will pan out in the World Cup. But besides that, man, it's you know what's so amazing about this? Hugo Bruce has got a pool of talented players. He even mentioned that he's got 3 squads right now because there's just talented players around him, bro. There's just a lot for him not to achieve what he wants to achieve. At AFCON, I don't want to talk too much. The man is going to surprise you.
Win. I am taking the mentality of win AFCON. Win. 2026. It's happening in January, no?
December from...
Oh, into 2026. They're going to take that attitude of we're going to win. Because it's just a year of history. You're going to the World Cup and you're going to AFCON.
So we're going to go one further than the semi-final
win.
Run from...
Because now we are... Listen to Mohale. Mohale would have never spoken like this 2 years ago. And I remember the conversations began. I used to come here regularly until he took over. I became jealous. He's just always here. The star of the
he's
show.
He's a senior
the
analyst.
The star of the show, the senior analyst. Every time I come here, the mood is different. It's a lot more positive.
Yeah.
Dude, when Bafana plays now, I expect victory. Mm. I'm disappointed we didn't beat Nigeria. Not because, hey, we didn't knock them out, but we didn't beat Nigeria and they were there to be whooped. There's this positivity, as he's mentioned it, Bafana, Proteas, Springboks. And why? Because we've got warriors and we've got people who understand that they're now playing for the badge. It's been a while since we've had players like who understand, guys, when I play for Sundowns or Pirates against Sundowns or Chiefs, this is my club badge.
Yeah.
And then when I play on the continent, I play for my club as well as Siriti, the reputation of my country. And it goes a step further at national level because now Bafana was always treated as the black sheep of the family. World champions Proteas, world champions Springboks. Why don't you go back to the top of the mountain in African football with I semifinals AFCON.
Who do you think plays better than us right now when you look at the Southern Hemisphere teams? No one. Who do you think? I mean, you can't. Teams like Guinea, Cabo Verde, the Mali, the form has dropped. The only team that you can say now will give Bafana a run for their money. You're looking at Senegal.
Yeah.
You're looking at Egypt. You're looking at Morocco.
You can put Senegal. No.
Morocco is the. Morocco is the best team right now. Because even if you can look at their qualifiers, they just qualified.
They told themselves
that whether we play a team where people struggle because of food is none of our concern. We must whip them. And they whipped those teams. Morocco is the first team. Morocco played their first 6 games or 7. They collected 21 points, maximum points. All of those games.
And I need to build on this point. A comment that Pitso Mosimane said in late 2022. He said that everything that you see in Moroccan football is a 20-year project. It's taken them 20 years to get to where they are. When they had just qualified for the World Cup semifinals to take on France. It's not a mistake. And the fact that Mohale says they more or less moonwalked into the World Cup next year. And they're going to be the dark horse of that tournament. Which puts further into context Bafana Bafana's resurgence. Bafana Bafana has made up for 10 years in the space of two, three years. We've caught up, but
I'd
just
say
don't
maybe
feel,
at the stretch, I'll put it as a 5-year project that Hugo Bruce has done since he's come in.
Yeah, in
I mean,
seconds.
He's restored faith to the badge. Yeah. And the thing, the most impressive part that he's played in the country is nurturing in that young group of talents. I mean, each position from goalkeeper right till the forward line of Mahawan Kota and Relebuile Mofokeng is stacked with talent.
Yes, I mean, South Africa has talented players, bro. I mean, you're speaking Rele and whatever. You're not speaking about Mfundo Vilakazi. There are players raising their names now. Talk about, Kobeya Malamboni, Baba Yega, Masindine Mutangele, the Boogeyman,
Baba
7 days in a week. You have those type of players raising their hands to be called to the national team. It's a possibility that if he keeps on with this format, Pirates, he might make it for the AFCON squad. You get my point. Then you have players at TX Galaxy. Like, I mean, we can't overlook Ditejani, bro.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for us to overlook Puso. Mm. Puso has been on form and he's killing it. You go to Stellenbosch, you look at certain players, they are raising their hands. And
Tijani,
imagine the stress that Hugo Bruce was going to have if Ryan De Jong of Stellenbosch was a South African. Just
Andre
imagine.
Dude! Oh,
just imagine
goodness.
The stress that guy was going.
I think he's been selected by the Netherlands,
New Zealand team. Yes,
FA.
That says a lot. That says a lot.
And they qualified for the FIFA World Cup as well.
Yes, that says a lot about the quality of our.
And to give you an idea, building on that point, it's amazing how suddenly when a Nigerian is doing well in South Africa, they get selected for the Super Eagles. Have you noticed now? All of a sudden, top African teams.
Yes.
Oh, you play in South Africa.
Because Olisandai has been called.
Yeah.
Nwabali has been their number one.
Yeah.
Nwabali is actually their
number one goalkeeper. It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. Now, those Nigerians who used to mock our league are like, okay. Yeah. That says a lot about the league. It's just that Sundowns, for the last while, had the depth to ride through a season unbeatable. But now, things are different.
Do you think the Kaizer Chiefs forward Itiosa Igodoro could be maybe one to watch for the coming months? Because if he is to fire himself with the Nigeria squad,
I can tell you, I've watched him a couple of times, and I can tell you, he's got football brains. He can hold the ball. He can play with the oncoming players and everything. He uses his brains, bro. If Igodoro as Chiefs is used properly, I'm telling you, players like Mdu Shabalala, players like Velebai, because they are cleared to play, Abu Bartman, if they gel and click very well with Igodoro, I'm telling you, that guy is a good player. I'm saying it now. He's going to surprise many.
Yeah, they just
we saw what he did at AmaZulu. He didn't have enough time, but he did a couple of... that's why big teams were Pirates, Chiefs. There was
him.
A name. They were around him and everything because they could see when he... The very same way, there are certain players in PSL. It's just that I don't know whether it's like... And let's look at the Ohizu at Sekhukhune United. Oh, come on, man. Oh, come on. Our league it has got quality players and everything.
Yeah, I think even his teammates, Andy Boyeli.
Yes, even Boyeli. I mean, we are helping a lot of... PSL is grooming a lot of players. I mean, look at Zimbabwe now. Who's this boy, Etsiwelele? He's been called for the Zimbabwe national team. Lunga.
Divine Lunga.
Yeah, Divine Lunga. He's going to be... Yes, he's going to play in. He's from Zim.
Yeah,
he's been called up for this game against South Africa.
Because they know
he will be in the team because they know the quality of a league that we have in South Africa.
We
you know,
since maybe the mid 2000s.
Yes,
I think the testament was also when the Mamelodi Sundowns player Ikram Reyners had to be sent home due to medical reasons, and then there was a selection headache, the likes of Orlando Pirates duo Chakafatso Mabasa, as well as Evidence Makoba, battling out for that
Look at
starting
that.
Berth.
Yeah, imagine now people have been, they have to be, everyone now, every player now, they look, hey, who's getting injured? Maybe I'll get a call from him. That is the reality now for all the PSL. If the likes of Bradley Krobler can complain about it on media.
Yeah. It says a lot.
If people can say, hey, Lodge needs to be, it selected, shows that Lodge is not saying anything about it, but it's the way Moroccan. He's playing, he's raising his hand.
It's their fans, that side. Imagine Moroccan fans are the ones who say, this guy needs to be playing with Bafana Bafana. They're even driving an agenda.
Yeah. And we even saw his goals in the FIFA World Cup. Yeah, I think it was against the Man City of all teams, Juventus.
No. I remember, look, the thing is, I'm more or less the historian. I comments, statements that were made long ago. When Mohsin Etigral in the mid-2010s, he said that the last time South African soccer was genuinely world-class, the PSL was world-class, he said it was the 2008 season. I remember it was Super Sport United and Ajax were battling for the league title.
But he's lying.
What he didn't say was it is not. He could have said, now going back to it, this is the most competitive we've been in a while. There is competition now. Cardoso at Mamelodi City Sundowns is sweating. He's not doing much wrong. It's just that teams are fighting back now. They're in the position to beat them.
And it looks like Hugo Bruce has moved on from a Sundowns heavy Bafana Bafana team. You've seen players from all over the country getting selected.
It's something that you also, Ressie Erasmus did it when he took over the Springboks. He was like, which is the best performing team in South Africa? And he made the core Lions players. But then built upon, because you just need people who know each other from an environment to that they can trust one another in a more pressured one, a high pressure one. Sundowns, obviously, you couldn't look past them. They were playing, they play international football every week. Like, more or less, like, the tournaments that they play in and how much they win. And then who next do you pick from? The team that was challenging them. Sundowns.
Yeah.
Pirates. And Pirates is also playing in Africa. So they are exposed. Hence,
and I think their only defeat came right in the semi-final.
Yes, at the end.
Second
leg
semi-final.
These things count. Hence why you try to tell Kaizer Chiefs fans, guys, what are you competing for and who are you competing against? Take out your Nedbank Cup victory. Take out your Nedbank Cup. What have you done lately other than going 5 games unbeaten? Thank you.
Well, look, they did start the season like a house.
And then
fire,
what happened now?
Since they have stymied, I think the technical...
It's not just me being...
Off the pitch, we'll put those results there. But looking at this Bafana Bafana team, I do believe that it's because Hugo Bruce has a strong backbone that this has shown in the plays, and they are protected, and whoever is at the camp is there to perform. I mean, we've seen the likes of Lyle Foster didn't make it to the previous AFCON. Of course, he's been a pivotal part in the national setup this time around. Do you think he's going to be the one to fire us into USA, Canada, Mexico?
Yeah, he's the player that you cannot leave out at the present moment. I mean, he gives you a different dimension when he's on the field of playing. I mean, Lyle Foster, I just love the way he's evolving as a player, like I will always say. But, and you know, when he's supposed to come to the party, he comes to the party. But people must not get too excited. You must know that there's the likes of Zwani, who he might be fit before AFCON. He might get a nod.
Surely he needs to play for Sundowns to make a team.
But ironic.
Pesitau is kind of like getting back his form right now and, you know, getting there, coming back nicely. Like I mentioned, Lodge also.
Yeah, there's so many experiences.
But look, these players have been doing very well, and looks like Hugo Bruce has moved on without them.
Nah, that's Madala for you. He's a very wise man. Yes. He wants you to sleep.
Yes.
And he will surprise you.
And then he wants you to wake up. And it's so ironic how Temba Zwane was such a controversial exclusion in the early days of Hugo Bruce's tenure. But then he was like, hey, I don't want him for this. Temba Zwane was like, okay, I'm going to show you as a Madala. And he transformed like that. I'm telling you, should they announce that Temba Zwane is fit, fully fit, tomorrow, you won't play against Zimbabwe, but he's going to AFCON. They'll be like, just get match fit. You are coming to AFCON with your eyes closed because he's become like a talisman.
Do you think it's because of his leadership qualities?
My
what
goodness,
he brings
you
to
have
that
never,
squad,
I can't remember having, as you said, or we have not had a an inspirational player like that in the midfield. Dude, you felt it when he got injured against, was it Sudan? I don't know, it was earlier this year when he got injured.
Yeah, yeah. There was a time
when he got injured. That game where he got injured, that injury that
came. Hey, but that's the time they introduced Raitoma.
Thank you. Temba Zwane.
Your face just looked up there more.
When you've got a leader of men, it doesn't matter what they do, whether they fight with the referee or they kick the opposition or they score. You've got a leader of men and you've got a rallying point, and Temba Zwane is a guy.
Controversial question then. Are we weaker without Temba Zwane, or are we stronger without Temba Zwane?
Nah, at the present moment, I'm just going to dismiss what you're saying, because what you're saying doesn't even exist. Bafana Bafana is not weaker without anybody.
Yeah,
Bafana Bafana is becoming more even stronger when other players are added from. So because when they get there, they really, really get there and do what is expected out of them, because they understand that is their national team. It's not the teams competing in the PSL. It's not about individualism and everything. Every player that has been called at Bafana since Hugo Bruce has been there, they performed. And if they didn't perform, they were dropped.
I think one player that epitomizes that was Talent Mbata. I think when he was initially selected, he was a fringe player. And then he was fielded. And then he started scoring last-minute winners for the national team to put us in this sort of position.
My goodness.
Because it's... Dude... PSL has got how many South African players? Let's talk about, you have 16 PSL players. Hugo Bruce only has to select 23 players. You are including players who plays their football out of South Africa and 1, 2, 3 who are Europe-based and stuff. And now again, Dash, I don't want to be Hugo Bruce, bro.
Yeah.
They see under 20 players that no one can stop talking about now. Abukekana, Makitikiti, Vilagazi.
There's all the under 20 players at the
World
Cup.
There are, yes, I'm talking about those under Tylon Smith, Smith Rowe, the goalkeeper. Yeah. For me, I'm going to be controversial now, because you know I like controversy. If I was Hugo Bruce, between you have 3 goalkeepers, but there's no young goalkeeper there, I would drop Ricardo Goss and take Smith Rowe to
bang
to AFCON.
Why not? Hell not.
I would do it.
Why not?
20 years is good enough for me. Yeah. 19 years is good enough for me
goalkeeper
to throw him into the deep end to understand the amount of pressure that, you know, as a goalkeeper. I would drop Ricardo Goss now and add him as the third goalkeeper at the AFCON squad.
Yeah, just cause.
And I will have Ronwen, Chaine, and then...
And we were having this talk just before we went on that China, if Ronald Williams was not available tomorrow, will South Africans be scared that China is playing? No. He's the best goalkeeper in the league right now. Orlando Pirates is the best defense in Southern Africa right now. One of the best on the continent. And the fact that now he's added on Luke Fletcher-Smith, I'm like, whoa. That is... I didn't think about it until he raised this point. Ricardo Goss, I didn't fit. I got B. But then it's Ric Flair. Ric Flair surprises when he least expects.
They must watch out. This under 20 players, they are raising their hands. I mean, they went. If Hugo Bruce can say, I didn't see it fit or necessary for me to take Mbogazi to minus 20, because he doesn't call it under, you know, he calls it minus 20 a team to the World Cup and everything and stuff. It shows that he also follows the team, because he once said something that South Africans are not understanding, why now he's calling the likes of Onkota, the likes of Mofokeng, you know, the likes of Mfundo Shabalala, because he said, once you have a tailored development in football, when you are under 17 is performing, when you are under 20 is performing, when you are under 21 is performing, under 23 players, most probably the national team won't suffer from anything.
Hallelujah.
You get my point. And you can tell the way in which he's selecting players. He's even looking at players in the DDC. Yes. And now the teams have realized that actually, young players, they deserve a chance to be promoted to the first team, to the first team in the league. You get my point. Look at, it's insane how many players Pirates have developed in the last two promoted in the last two seasons, bro. Bro, that is craziness, bro.
Crucial. And they are literally
Mbogazi, Selepe, Nkota,
Radio Pani,
Raitoma Raifeta, dude, it's crazy.
Obscene.
And right, Dancine. Mm. Right now, already there is a conversation about this other young boy at Pirates who plays in the middle of the park. Right now, to say he must be promoted to the first team. So you can see even Chiefs Mfethu bringing Abu Mfundo Vilakazi, Abu Zwani, you know, Abu Mdu Shabalala and whatever to the first team. It really helps the nation a lot. So guys, Hugo Bruce is cooking, and he's cooking a buffalo.
Couldn't agree with you more there, Moji and Keba Motohai. That brings us to the end of the deep dive onto Hugo Bruce's revolution and the road to the 2026 FIFA World Cup. As always, you are tuned in to The Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. Until we meet again next weekend. Cheers.
Thank you, Desh.
Cheers.
2-0
Thank you
tomorrow.
So much,
2-0 tomorrow, 2-0 next Tuesday.
Cheers.